Hey, this is Cooper Smith. I'm one of the student worship pastors at Eastview, and I'm honored to welcome you to our Eastview Students High School podcast. We hope this is encouraging, inspiring, and helpful for you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy the message. All right. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing? Good? You good to be here? Hey, how many of you guys do you have 1 week left of school?
3 days.
Okay. All right, how many of you guys, you have more than 1 week left? Okay, sorry. Is anyone done? Are we like, I'm done. Nice, awesome, sweet, that's awesome. Cool. All right, well, as you guys can see up here today, we've got some of our graduating seniors, and this is our Senior Takeover Sunday. And so what we wanted to do with you guys is to ask them some questions, right? We've been going through this series called Leading Questions, talking about the questions that Jesus asked his disciples. And today we thought we might ask some questions of our soon-to-be grads. How many? Raise your hand if you've graduated. Okay, Emma, you've graduated. Okay, and then you guys, week left? Oh, Ashton, you're done too. Okay, you didn't raise your hand when I asked. Okay. No ceremony yet. Okay, so it's not like official. Great. Awesome. So here's what I'd love to do. First of all, some of these students may not know who you guys are, so let's go ahead and let's go down the line, introduce yourself, give your name, what school you're graduating from, and then what school you're going to in the fall. So.
Alrighty, my name's Kyle Carell. I go to Normal Community. I'll graduate there this Saturday, and I'm going to Illinois Wesleyan.
Yeah, we can clap for each person. It's great.
I'm Ashton Elder. I go to Prairie Central. I'm graduating on Friday, and I'm also going to Illinois Wesleyan.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Jordan Griffin, and I go to Normal Community High School, and the college I'm going to is Illinois Wesleyan University.
I didn't plan this when we asked.
I'm Emma DeWald. I graduated from Pontiac High School. I am not going to Wesleyan. I'm going to Cedarville University in Ohio.
Cool. Somewhere different. Yeah. Cool. Love it. Awesome. Well, these guys have offered to give just a little bit of their time to ask and for me to ask some questions and for them to answer. So let's go ahead and get this going. So let's start with this. What advice do you have for the students sitting in this room right now, preferably the younger students, so those that aren't graduating yet? And to come with that, I'm going to have like three parts to this. One is, what would you do differently? What would you do the same? And what do you wish you would have known? So Emma, let's start with you. What would you say to the younger students in here that aren't graduating yet?
So when I came in as a freshman, I was very academically focused. I didn't spend a whole lot of my time outside of school with friends pouring into people. So I stayed that way for a few years almost, like freshman and sophomore year. I cared about my schoolwork and didn't care as much about hanging out with friends in those years. And if I were to change anything, I would have tried to focus on my schoolwork, but also a good portion of my friendships outside of school. And for, what was the second question, remind me?
What would you do the same?
So for what I would do the same, every year I was involved in swimming, band, and multiple clubs, and it kept me very busy, and I built great memories and friendships at that point, and so I would definitely keep that the same, and I would also encourage you guys, stay involved. You won't regret it once you graduate. And lastly, for something I wish I would have known, I just really wish I would have trusted that God had a perfect plan set for me throughout high school. During high school, I worried a lot and had anxiety about the future and the present almost. So I really just wish I would have trusted God's plan at that point.
Cool. Awesome. Ashton, what about you, man?
My advice would be to take time to pursue what you're feeling called to pursue. So like freshman, sophomore year, I was feeling called to pursue God, but I kind of just shoved it off. But I would advise to follow that. But what I would also do the same is make the decision to follow God, because once I decided to do that, my life changed completely. And what was the third part of that?
What do you wish you would have known?
What I wish I would have known is how much like getting involved with the church would do for me, like how much community I would build and how easy it would be to become connected.
Love that. Cool. Let's move to the next one. So what advice do you guys have for friendships in high school? Friendships are a big thing. You're forming new friends. You're establishing current friends. What would you have in that area for advice? JoJo, let's start with you. What advice would you have for friendships?
So the most important advice I can give is don't feel the need to have like this big group of friends. So my junior year when we were all online and we went back my senior year, I had some friends who became friends with people who I thought like they never would have been friends. And they formed like this big, huge friend group. And it made for great tea and like good drama, but it's like it's not necessary. Like you really only need like one, two, or three like really good friends. You know, someone who is loyal, maybe shares like the same aspirations as you, and you know, help you get through a math test finals week, like big and little stuff like that. So, and just remember that who your friends are is who you might become. So you wanna surround yourself by people who will help you succeed and not hinder your high school experience.
Yeah, that's good truth. Kyle, what about you, man?
I just want to hit on the point that being nice to someone doesn't mean that you're friends with them, but you should still be nice to everyone. The people you should be friends with, the people you should hang out with outside of school or church are ones that you can be yourself around. If you can't be yourself around them, it can be very, very exhausting, and that's just not really what you would want. I also encourage you to have a good group of church friends, but don't exclusively have church friends. Diversify your friends and make friends with those people in your schools or people that don't have faith. And if the opportunity presents itself, you can talk to them about faith or invite them to the church. But before that, I would also recommend just actually being their friend, and don't just be their friend to invite them to church.
That's good. Now, for those out in the crowd, raise your hand if you would say the school you go to, the majority of people are not Christian, don't follow Jesus. Okay. All right. Here's my question. JoJo, I'm going to ask you of this, okay? You go to Normal Community, and I would say that would probably be the answer there. So how do you navigate going to a school where the majority of people don't follow Jesus, or there aren't a majority that would call themselves a Christian? How do you navigate that?
Yeah, so first, I just want to say there have been a few incidents, like even in my classroom, specifically my morning classes, where I've had some friends talk about like satanic rituals, and they just didn't speak very highly of Jesus. And there aren't going to be Christians everywhere. So really, you just have to stand firm in your faith. And I know that sounds cliche, but that's like the most important cliche. And because it's really hard to hear about someone like talk bad about the one thing who is the center of your life. And it's just important that you don't conform to what they say or believe. So just like, yeah, that idea of standing firm in your faith. And so yeah, that's how I navigate through that. And also what I tell myself, I don't do this every day before school, but sometimes I would just walk in and be like, hey, so some of these people, they don't love Jesus, but that's okay because Jesus isn't shown through our conversations. So you can show them Jesus's Holy Spirit by like the way you act and how you treat people, like your teachers, your peers, and so on and so forth. So just really stand firm in your faith, and that's how you'll be able to navigate your way through high school.
Cool. So what comes in high school is there's a lot of good times, and there's a lot of hard times too. You get a lot of that in the span of 4 years going through high school. So let's focus first. Let's start with the good things. What would you say were big victories or ways that you saw God move in your high school years? So Emma, let's go with you on this one.
So in my high school career, I saw God move in my life when I actually switched churches. So as I said earlier, I'm from Pontiac, so it's a half an hour away. So I grew up in a church, and my family and I were all very thoroughly involved. So when my parents decided that we were going to switch churches, it was honestly really hard for me because I had so many friends there. And so my heart hardened, honestly, against God. I was like, God, why are you doing this? I don't deserve this. And so when I came here to Eastview for the first time, I was like, yep, this isn't going to last. I'm not going to stay here. And I immediately found Kim Smith. She greeted me and told me, yeah, that I belonged here and that they were so happy to have me here. And she met allowed me to meet some new people, the year older than me, and now I have great friendships here. And she told me to get involved in a small group. And so that was honestly one of the biggest ways God moved in my life throughout my high school career. And I'm so thankful that I came here because you all are amazing. So, yeah.
I'm just curious. How many of you guys, raise your hand if you were not like born and raised at ECU? Awesome. That's cool. So that's kind of, you know, similar to your story, Emma. You weren't born and raised. You came in during high school, and here you are. So that's awesome. Ashton, what about you, man? What victories or what ways did you see God move?
I saw the Lord move in a multitude of ways throughout my high school career. However, none are more significant than, like, making the decision to be baptized because I was far from faith, but then I decided in August this year, or of last year, to be baptized. And it was just a change of heart. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, it says, "The Lord your God will change your heart and the hearts of all your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and all your soul so you may live." And as I gave my life to God and left it in the water, I became just much more loving of myself and of other people. And I look back, on freshman, sophomore year, remembering I was wishing I could be somebody different, and now I look back and I am someone different because God has changed me.
Amen. That's awesome, Ashton. Thanks.
So we've got victories, we've got good ways that God moves, but we also know high school can be really hard, and so JoJo, you offered to answer this one, but what was a dry season you went through in high school? What was a hard time you went through, and how did you get out of it?
So the dry season that I had in high school was probably my sophomore year. And if I'm being honest, my dry seasons are always when I'm not close with God at all. Because when God is in my life, it's just, my life just coasts. Like, it's amazing. And there are some valleys and hills that I have to go through. But without God, it's just like, kind of like an off-road trail. Like, it's bumpy. So the only thing that I had to do to get out of it, I just had to, like I said before, stand firm in my faith. And I had to pray. And what really helped me was journaling. So if you like, it's easier to like journal down your thoughts instead of like talking to people. Like for me, like I do not like share my feelings. Like this is kind of hard for me as it is. But it's just important because it is really hard to get out of those dry seasons because my sophomore year was when I felt most comfortable. And it's dangerous to be most comfortable in your dry seasons. So to get out of that, just pray a lot. And journal and just stay positive. That's really all you can do.
That's interesting. I love what you said there, that the season where you were most comfortable is the season that felt the driest and farther from God. That's interesting, that sometimes the Jesus following life is uncomfortable, and that's okay. How many of you guys, raise your hand in here if you were involved in a high school small group? You've been in that system. Okay, cool. Awesome. We want to turn our attention to this idea, talking about small groups, because that's a big part of our high school ministry. So how did small groups affect your walk with Jesus? So Kyle, let's start with you on this one. Tell us about your small group, how it changed your walk with Jesus, stuff like that.
So small group, it's more than just a group of guys getting together talking about Jesus, or a group of girls. You build a community, and it's not just a faith community, it's a community of friends. There's a lot of fun memories I have. A couple of them are a lot of Among Us jokes. One of the guys in my small group hopped up and down and howled like a monkey. Very good imitation, by the way, which is surprising. And a couple misspoken words, such as Chad, or Brad, the Brad of life instead of the bread of life. But all of those memories, they're all positive, and even though they're joking, they still remind me of small group, and that reminds me of God whenever I see someone playing Among Us, which is very rare these days, but it happens. It reminds me of small group, and that I think that's important. The community that you get from small group and the memories you make, you can relate that back to your everyday lives, and it can remind you of Jesus. And I think that's one way that that's impacted my walk with Jesus.
Cool.
One way small groups has.
That's awesome. Emma?
So as I said before, I switched churches my junior year. So I joined small groups later than most students did, and I joined winter of my junior year. And I was honestly really nervous about this transition because I was like, these girls know each other. I'm new. I don't know how it's going to go. And honestly, I was so wrong. My leader and the girls in my group have been so sweet to me, joining later than all of them did. And honestly, it just showed me again that God always provides. He always has a plan for you. And so I would just cling to him harder that I knew he provided for me with this small group. And yes, my small group girls are so amazing. Love them so much.
Oh, that's sweet. Why didn't you give a shout out of love to your small group, Kyle?
That was the monkey comment.
Oh, the monkey comment. Loving. Quick note on that, by the way, just so you guys are all aware, our small group signups are open right now. So you guys can sign up. So you can hop on our link tree, go to our website. You guys can sign up. All right, don't do that like right now, though. I want you to hear what they have to say, okay? Just like make note of that. All right. Now, how many of you guys, raise your hand if you currently serve somewhere at ECU? Awesome. Okay, so this is a question all about serving. So how did serving or volunteering affect your high school career? So fellas, I think you want to answer this one. So Ashton, you want to start?
Volunteering allowed me to be more patient. I volunteer with a lot with children. I serve in the nursery here, and I've also coached upwards basketball teams at a local church. And working with children, you have to be patient because, well, children are children and they're crazy at times. And sometimes it just doesn't work how you want it to go. And so I've become more patient with people just because I've seen how people function. And I also am more patient with God because I begin to see how, like, he's working in my life and, like, how if I'm patient on him, he's wanting what's best for me, just like I would want what's best for the children that I'm serving. Since I'm a child of God, I have to be patient in what he's providing for me.
If you guys didn't know, Ashton also, he works in the nursery, so he cleans up poop. So, yeah.
Not very often.
That patience is right. That's right. Okay. Kyle, what about you, man?
I don't serve in the foundry, or I don't serve in the nursery, so I don't pick up poop, but I serve in the foundry. And those kids, they can get crazy at times, but it has taught me patience, but it also brings me joy. I like seeing those kids mature in the little time that I get to see them do that. They go from very crazy to a little bit less crazy, and I like to see that they grow in that. I also like to see that they grow in their faith. I led a group from fourth to fifth grade, and they're graduated now, but to sixth grade. And in fourth grade, I think one of them did the memory verse, one of them did the other six. Those are just things that the other six is a worksheet that you do on the other 6 days of the week that's not Sunday. But I think one of them did that, and by the end of fifth grade, I think all but one kid did it, and that's because he kept leaving his other six at small group. But I really like to see those kids mature in their faith, and that also helps me grow in my faith, see that I can impact people even when I don't know that I fully do. But yeah, I think impacting those kids have definitely helped me grow in my faith as well.
Cool. That's awesome. Cool. So let's move to another thing. Actually, hold on. I want to make a note of that too. If you guys are interested in serving, we also have a link to serve that you guys can go on our link tree and you can sign up there and serve with babies or children or cafe or sports. Lots of opportunities for you guys to serve, okay? Raise your hand if you are currently signed up for CIY. All right, I thought you'd be a little more excited about that, guys. You're just like, come on! CIY is going to be awesome, okay? Raise your hand if you went to summer camp last summer. Okay, all right, so you get it. You know how this summer trips go. Okay, so here's my question for JoJo and for Emma. Tell us about how our summer trips impacted you in high school.
So when I came to Eastview, it was still during COVID, so I didn't really have the opportunity to go on any trips. I went for one, and that was the senior one night this year. And honestly, it was a really great break in a stressful time at school, and it really just allowed me to realize that I need to pour into relationships and to people before I leave for school and just make these last few months before I leave really impactful and really memorable. But each summer, I have gone up to Michigan for a week. My family and I have been going to a camp since I was in sixth grade. And this last summer was honestly really impactful for me. I had been thinking a lot about college, and I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. And I went there, and I had only applied for one college, which was Cedarville. And I was like, I don't know if this is the place I really want to go. And just being surrounded by a group of people that love the Lord, and I was like, yep, I think God really wants me to go to Cedarville. So it was really cool to see him just show me in little ways that that's where he wanted me to be. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question, please?
Tell me about summer trips in high school.
Yes.
How did they impact you?
So please sign up for MOVE if you haven't already. I think that was like the best trip that I've ever been on. I went my freshman and, yeah, going into freshman and I think, no, not sophomore. That was COVID. But these trips, I've never been so close to God like that whole entire week in my whole entire life. And just being around like Christian-like teenagers, just like all of you, it's like the best experience possible. And then the little Galilee trip that we went on this past summer, that was probably my favorite trip, and it still has an impact on me because I met two of my closest friends, one who's on stage with me. And just to meet somebody who loves Jesus just as much as I do, it just helps so much, especially since we still go to church together. We hang out outside of like school and church, and you just like start building like this type of community. And I've grown closer with some of these girls in this building just from like going to MOVE in these summer trips. So I highly recommend going on them. And yeah.
Yeah. So currently registration is closed for our summer trips, but we have a wait list available and potentially some spots still available. So if you miss the deadline, go ahead and sign up, okay? Because there's still a pretty good chance you can go. You guys can email Mel, mroberts@eastview.church, or just come find one of us staff afterwards, and we can help you get put on that wait list, okay? But there are still probably going to be some spots available if you haven't signed up for that yet, which, again, I would highly encourage you to sign up for these trips. You want to be there. They are life-changing. They are life-changing. So I'm going to ask one last question of you guys, okay? And actually, I'm going to kind of throw you on the spot, but I'd love you all to answer this one kind of rapid fire. So, ladies, you didn't know you were answering this one, so I'm going to give you the last two answers, okay? But real quick, how would you say you grew in your faith in high school?
I grew in my faith through pursuing God in my everyday activities and surrounding myself with like-minded people. Like, if you like Dr. Pepper, hang out with people who like Dr. Pepper.
Amen. Come on.
I learned from them, and like being here at church, I learned from people who had similar thoughts as I did towards faith. And one of the other questions I was also was what challenged me. And so when we walk through or walk like the what I would say a path of faith, you may trip on like stones here and there, where it kind of throws you off, but you just catch your balance and you keep walking on just as you were before. And so continuing to walk on that path and in an everyday relationship with God has helped me grow in faith.
Cool.
For me, it's been a various, I've grown in my faith through various different things. A couple of them being small group, volunteering, and reading my Bible. Two of those we already talked about, but all three of those things have one thing in common, and it's that I'm spending time with God. I think spending time with God is the most important thing to grow your relationship with God. Spending time with anyone is the most important thing of growing any relationship, and I believe that still applies to God. And I think that is, like I said, the most important thing you can do if you want to grow your relationship with God and become closer with Him.
Love it. Ladies?
For me, I would say going through the highs and the lows, the good times and the hard times, really allows me to grow in my faith. Like switching churches for me was hard at first, and then I got to see the victories out of it, joining a small group, meeting great friends, becoming involved. So for me, that just allowed me to cling closer to God, and that really helped me grow in my faith throughout high school.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like through my darkest days, that's where I found God, and that's how I really grew in my faith. Because if you don't even have bad days, I feel like none of us would be able to get closer to God or even grow in our faith. So also, like what Kyle said, just getting in a small group, because I have the best group of girls, and just like being in that environment, just being around Christian-like people, like I said before, it just really helps me grow as well. So,
cool. Would you guys give a hand to our seniors? You guys did great. You did great. Let me go ahead and pray for us, and then we'll continue on in our service, all right? God, thank you. Thank you so much for just the impact that these seniors have had on our ministry. And God, while they're soon going to be moving to what's next, I know that your faithfulness is going to continue through all of the students that are in this ministry, and we're going to see you move in mighty ways. And I do pray today that some of the advice, some of the life experience that was shared today would touch the hearts of these students, that they would know that the most important thing is their relationship with you and the time they spend with you. And so, God, I pray for this group. I pray as these seniors launch into what's next and this group in here steps into the next grade and steps up into whatever leadership roles or serving roles or whatever comes with that, God, I just pray a blessing on that, that you would continue to move and bring revival into our high school ministry. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, let's stand and worship.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the message, we'd love it if you would join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our Eastview Students High School service. We also want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at EastviewHSM and check out our Eastview Students YouTube channel. Thanks again for listening and have a great week.